in Jamestown. Lori Karen Silvera, Executive Director, Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority. Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce. And I want to tell you, I'll warn you, I was prepared to talk to you about this until you made my head explode with the discussion about the math involved in leap year. And now I'm trying to put my head back on.
So. Sorry about that. They didn't tell me that there'd be math. So I apologize for that, but
no problem.
It is leap day, and we have some news here about the Jamestown work zone that's going on. And first of all, tell us if things are on schedule.
They are on schedule, and we're leaping into stage two of our project between March 5th and 7th, and also into stage two sub-stages A and B between the 5th and the 7th next week. So we're very excited. This when our motorists come over in the new configuration, they're actually going to be traveling over new roadway. So you can glance down as you're glance ahead as you're driving. And see, and it's beautiful. It's well done. That whole first section, the section of the roadway that we call Structure E, which most people think is part of the Pell Bridge, but it really is a structure over East Shore Road that comes before the actual bridge that goes out over the water.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So, but that's been redone, and it's really quite nice looking, Bruce. So, so people will see that. So when we, you know, as we go into this next stage, it's not really a huge change, but we just like to be as transparent as possible, and to be in communication, because we figure the more we get out there and tell our motorists what's happening, the more likely it is that things will go smoothly when we make the change. So we're just moving, you know, we've worked on one side of the roadway. Now we need to work on the other side. So we'll be moving both lanes of traffic in the plaza area. We'll be moving them to the right as you're looking at the plaza from, you know, approaching from Jamestown. So.
All right. So that is, I guess that's the part that I'm having trouble getting my head around. So where we are now, where we're following more or less the existing roadway, that's going to shift, and it's going to shift to, we're actually going to be driving to the right of where we were driving.
That's correct.
Okay.
But you know, when you think about it, it's you think it's more drastic. When you actually see it next week, it really isn't all that drastic. We're just moving, you know, the for instance, the outside guardrail on the right will still be in place. So you're not going to be any, we're just using all of the area and moving. You know, I like to think of it as we're moving the two lanes of traffic, east and westbound, over so that they can work on the other half of the roadway now.
Sure.
And Bruce, also, I always have to note that we always think we're talking about a pole bridge, and we're not. We're talking about what we refer to as the pinch point, which is the plaza area, essentially. And
and
a couple football fields beyond the plaza area heading onto the Newport Pell Bridge.
Sure.
So
yeah. This is all in Jamestown. It's it is not on the bridge structure at all,
right.
We consider the Newport Pell Bridge structure. And, you know, we've had an education over the past couple of months of how complicated bridge structures can be. I mean, as bridges go, this is pretty simple. I mean, it's the bridge and then it's the approach. We don't have this huge number of ramps and cantilever this and all kinds of things. It's pretty simple.
Well, it is. It is. If you if you talked to the director of engineering here, he would give you quite the tutorial on the fact that the Pell Bridge is actually a conglomeration, if that's the right word, of a number of different bridge designs. It's a 2.1 mile span, and it's actually a pretty complicated bridge, but in terms of how it is designed. But for our purposes, Yes, you're right. There's the plaza area, and then, you know, there's a 2.1 mile stretch that takes us from Jamestown to Aquidneck Island.
Right.
So, yeah. So the way this is going to be done, the reason that the press release says between March 5th and March 7th is that the two lanes of traffic in the plaza will be moved one at a time over those 3 days. So first, we'll be moving the eastbound traffic. So that'll be moved farther away from my building. How's that?
Yes,
farther to the right.
Yes,
farther to the right.
Towards town, if you think of it that way.
Good way to put it. Yes, and then the lane that heads into Jamestown and heads for the Jamestown Verrazano Bridge, that lane will remain in place for a day or so, and then that lane will be moved over as well, so that in the end, our contractors will then have all of that other area that's currently being traveled westbound and eastbound. They'll have all of that area to work on and to make as good looking and new and improved as the side that you're going to see starting the 5th through the 7th.
Of course. So. Now, what does that do to the curve? Because one of the issues, as I understand it, is that the original design, because highways were designed differently 50 some odd years ago, the curve has to be lessened and straightened out in keeping with current engineering standards.
That's exactly right. And as you've heard me say it before, the original roadway out here was designed for traffic that was coming to 0 miles per hour.
Yes.
To stop at a toll booth before a gate opened after you paid your toll. And now, as I'm sure you know from your traffic reports, we have traffic that's moving at a good clip, sometimes at a clip that I don't consider good.
Yes.
But because it's moving at a higher rate of speed, we need to straighten out that curve, and that is what you will see you'll start by March 8th, after we've moved first the eastbound lane and then the westbound lane. You will see, you know, you'll see that the curve has been flattened. One other thing, Bruce, I know. Every once in a while, someone comments on the entrance from the Jamestown, from downtown Jamestown,
yes,
onto the Newport Pell to head into Newport. So and there is a stop sign there. Right now, you cross several lanes to get into the lane that heads eastbound over the bridge. This new configurations that will be implemented between March 5th and March 7th. Will make that a straighter shot. One way I can put it. So those who are coming out from the town, mm-hmm, heading to Newport will really just stay in their lane and proceed onto the bridge and the new road surface.
That's going to be significant. I think it's going to be more significant than we realize, Lori, because as we know, people are resourceful and have taken to alternate routes. Some go through town, some go through North Road and come around, some go up North Road and come around on East Shore, and it's become more of a consideration of a line of traffic, particularly in that 7:30, 8 o'clock, 8:30 time period, to come up exactly the way you just described, coming into that Jamestown on-ramp, and it has brought about... And good on you all for figuring this out. It has necessitated putting a flagger there to actually direct some of that traffic. So now that should become less of an issue as we go forward, if I'm hearing you correctly.
We certainly, that's our goal, Bruce.
That'll be really interesting. I noticed that people are shortcutting or alternate routing, and whether they're saving any time or not. I mean, I remember one of the last projects, and I tried that, and you know, you fool yourself into thinking that you're actually saving time because you're moving. You're probably not, because you're going 5 miles out of your way. But to each his own. But this should really be interesting to see how that goes. What I'm amazed at, and you said it right from the get-go, was we've learned how to take turns in merging at the merge point. It is really quite remarkable.
I was just thinking the same thing. And, you know, we had help from a lot of friends in that. But one of them was that I was at a meeting of the International Bridge and Turnpike Association. And Oklahoma, somebody said to me, hey, you're going to need to sort of bring into focus for the public the concept of zipper merging. Oh, hey, go talk to the people from Oklahoma. They just did a project. They might have some graphics they'll let you use. And they did. So you never know where you'll find help. And our motorists have done a great job of zipper merging, and which, as we all know now, means using both lanes until the appropriate time to when you finally have to take turns merging together into a single lane.
It's amazing.
And most of the time, Bruce, people play nice,
yes,
drive, and are courteous. And once in a while, we see evidence of what happens when you don't do that.
Yes, so. You can tell someone who's new in the configuration, new on the scene, because they'll try to make the jump a little bit too early, but you get it very quickly, and it's really something to see how everybody has adapted to this. So there was someone who posted on social media something about lighting. Is lighting an issue through that in night driving through that zone? Are your engineering folks saying anything about that to you, or is that something that you're looking at addressing?
I saw the same comment that you saw, and I made a note that we should look into that, and there is going to be additional lighting. So there'll be some additional lighting during these next phases. And then, of course, all of this means that just the fact that we're moving into new stages is very exciting. It means we're on target, we're on schedule. And the one thing I also do need to stress is that this project is going to go on for a while. This isn't going to be finished. However, we will return to our motorists the two lanes in each direction at the plaza by the middle of May, just after the end of April. So,
okay.
In the days after that we will, there
so
is
that
more
appears to be a little bit longer than the original target.
No, we can't. Well, the original target was the last day of April, and I think that's been put out maybe by 2 weeks or part of 2 weeks. But that's we're still on track. But
excellent.
I do want to make sure it's clear that there's still more to be done. The new gantry has to go up, and all that. I mean, we'll see that. I believe the pad for the new gantry is already in place, and motorists will see that come next week. So we still have more work to do, but at least we will return to you the two lanes in each direction at pinch point, and hopefully thereby eliminate the pinch point.
Right.
So all good. All really good, Bruce.
And then, of course, we're coming into the season of light. Daylight savings time returns in just a couple of weeks, so that's going to help things out. So we're looking at another 8 to 10 weeks, looks like.
From your lips to God's ears.
Let's hope. Well, it sounds like things are coming along, and look, we all like to see progress, and look, for what it is going along well. It's in good shape for the shape it's in, and things continue along, and we're so pleased to have you come on and be transparent, as you say, with being forthcoming with all of this. We really appreciate it, especially given what's going on with the bridge situation in Providence. We still kind of hang by our thumbs every time they open their mouth up there talking about new traffic patterns, because those apps will send people over that Pell Bridge in the event of something dire happening. So our hearts kind of skip a beat a little bit every time they make an announcement up there. But so far, so good for us in the Pell Bridge lane shift in the Toll Plaza project. And we're always delighted to speak with you.
Thank you for the opportunity, Bruce. I love getting the word out. It really helps us, and we appreciate our motorists, their patients, and our host communities. They're the best. They're amazing. They really help us out, as does the Navy and all the industries in the area. They all, I reach out, I let them know what's happening, and they're right there helping me make it happen and as smoothly as possible. And you're part of that too. Thank you very much.
Not at all. This is what we're here for. Thank you very, very much for saying that. One lane at a time, as we say, between next Tuesday and next Thursday, the single lanes will be shifted and it'll be done one lane at a time. There may be some additional delays, but we'll get through it and certainly follow the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority on social media. Have your say, and you can reach out to the administration at any time. And give us the website one more time, Laurie Karen Silvera.
It is ritba.org.
Excellent. We're always glad to talk to you. Thanks very, very much indeed.
Thanks, Bruce. Take care.
Take good care. Laurie Karen Silvera, Executive Director of the Rhode Island Turnpike and Bridge Authority, here on FM 101.1 and AM 1540.